Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Welcome to the Undressing Room Podcast, presented by Macy's. What's up,
hey,
Gloria?
Man, I can't fit none of my clothes because I ate too much for Thanksgiving.
Listen, this Thanksgiving, this taste testing, this get these recipes together, they definitely popping my waist beads. My waist beads over here like...
Ow.
Tight. The waist beads is tight. It's tight. But I must say, it's Thanksgiving. It's the best time of year. It's the time of year where you get with your family, the friends that you have decided to make family.
Yes.
You spend that time to reflect on all the things that have happened, good, bad, and indifferent, and just thank the good Lord or whoever you thank for another year, for another opportunity, for what we have. Forget what we don't have. Let's just go ahead and take a moment to thank God for what we do have.
Come on now.
It's the Thanksgiving season. Everyone's feeling jolly and in the abundant mood right now.
I ain't got it. I'm letting y'all all know right now, it's still November, meaning no, you're not getting it from me.
Okay. So we're just gonna focus on turkey. We're not even at Christmas yet. We're just gonna focus on these turkeys.
Yes.
And what's going on. But speaking of turkeys and wild turkeys, Twitter users are sharing the wildest lies that a man has ever told you.
Oh, no, yeah. They're not going to be able to top me. Let me get my list ready.
Get your list together. Write it down. I need to know the wildest lies a man has ever told you. And where is the greatest place to find a quality man? There are men all out there. You always hear women talking about, there are not enough men. Well, we're going to go ahead and put you on deck and let you know exactly where to go to find not just a man, but a quality man.
Yeah, that's right. Not like this guy, Kodak Black. We love him, but I don't know if you would want to date him because a woman flies out for him and he doesn't feed her. So we need to talk about the rules of getting flued out. Okay, and then there's another woman who took her child getting bullied to a new level. We're going to talk all about that and also what goes down in my DMs, L'Oreal's DMs. And for our final question to undress, this happened.
If I'm going to have sex out of wedlock, that's already a sin. How you going to compound that sin by lying to somebody? Now you're doing two sins when you only need to do one.
Make sure you listen to hear how we undress this mess on the Undress Around podcast, brought to you by Macy's. And speaking of Macy's, from now until Friday, November the 26th, that's tomorrow, Macy's online Black Friday event is saving you big on the essentials and gifts you've been waiting to snatch up all year. So I know you got some things in that cart that you had your eye on. And guess what? Some of them may be on sale right now. So you might want to go check out that Black Friday sale. Everything from appliances, Helios, stand mixers, and cookware to bedding and self-care staples, you'll find great prices for the picks you need in each and every room, and now is the time to do so.
Plus, you can go ahead and shop specials on the latest clothing trends. You know I love my fashions, so everything from your designer bags to jewelry to your favorite beauty brands, and you can go ahead and just do yourself a favor. Don't be the procrastinator that you are every year. Start chipping away at your Christmas gift list right now with big savings on gifts like watches, wireless headphones. You know, go ahead and just knock it on out. And do not forget the super fun toys for the kids. The cozy winter gear. You guys are going to be in the snow. It's going to be a little nippy where you are. And you can find very unique finds that the kids in your life will be excited about. But a kid that has everything, you need to go to Macy's Gift Finder and find something that they don't already have.
Come on.
So go ahead, do yourself a favor. Check out Macy's.com before November the 26th. That is Macy's.com. Let's get into it and undress. I've already unbuttoned my pants. Let's go.
Okay, live. All right now. What is the wildest lie a man has ever told you? Woo! Oh, child, y'all better get and sit back and get ready for this, because recently there was a Twitter thread that had everybody stunned. Now, the original poster asked just that, what's the wildest lie a man has ever told you? Now, mm-hmm. the answers were crazy. Here's some of the response. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Caught him standing behind another girl with his arms wrapped around her waist in the middle of a festival crowd, and he said he was helping her stand up because she had MS. Okay, wait. This one I've been through. There was obviously hickeys on this guy's neck and chest. He said they were burn marks from falling while trying to walk on hot coals. He didn't know that them hickeys was going to go away. One time a dude told me that his brother's wife was playing with him and bit his neck. And he didn't know how that got there, but it left a mark.
First of all, there's so many problems with that. And so many people now have an issue, from my brother to the wife. To like, what is going on?
Do you get what I'm saying? Oh, wait, here's a better one.
Go.
I caught him with a hickey on his neck, and he looked me dead in the eye and said, "You know my chain is fake." Nah, he violated.
I might have to let him live. I might have to let him live.
That's hilarious. My best friend took this girl he was dating to his sugar mama's house. He told her they were visiting his mom for the weekend. So Shorty scrubbed the whole house, did laundry, and cooked the weekend by herself. So she done cleaned up the sugar mama's crib.
Yo, I love him. I love him. He's the GOAT. He's the GOAT.
I would kill him. Okay. He told me he was going on vacation for a couple of weeks. He was actually getting married and going on his damn honeymoon. Nah, yo.
Ooh, okay. Okay. I'm sorry. I don't have anything that can top these. I don't have anything that can top these.
I might have some. I mean, I've asked a guy before if he had kids and he told me no, but he had one on the way.
That's a big lie.
That's a big lie. And I didn't find out until like I saw it on social media. And people were like congratulating him and stuff. And mind you, he was my whole boyfriend. And I was like, what we congratulating you on? He was like, oh, I just had a son. He said it to me like I knew. That was the crazier part. He said it to me like he told me this. And this
well, he didn't have kids. No. I'm going to be his lawyer. Technically, when you asked him if he had kids, he didn't. Did she have the baby yet?
Don't play with me, Eva. But he did teach me a valuable lesson. Now I will ask a guy like, do you have any kids? Do you have any on the way?
On the way.
Because you have to ask, because they're like, man, I don't even know.
The
it's
best
so
one,
many things.
I mean, I haven't gotten anything that crazy. I did date a guy who early in our relationship told me that his mother had passed away. And this was very early in the relationship, and it never got super duper serious, but we were kicking it. Mm-hmm. And so, come to find out, his sister ended up having a birthday, and we slid through the sister's birthday party at a little bowling alley, and his mama was there.
His dead mother?
I was so confused. So, mind you, it's the sister's birthday, so all we're trying to do is, like, bowl. I don't really know everybody there, so I'm just trying to, like, keep it cute, and I just try, you know, I'm, like, the little friend. Mm-hmm. But I just want to know, like, is this your stepmother? And you look just like her.
Oh, this is obviously your mother. So what happened? Why did he lie?
Why did you lie to me about your mama being dead? Now, let's go ahead and talk about it. When we was kids, we all went ahead and did a little stupid lie when we was maybe 7 or 8.
You don't kill your mama off, though. Like, what?
You don't kill your mom at 25.
No. What did you get to the bottom of it, though?
No, I did before it was coin turn. I ghosted him. It wasn't that serious to begin with. And you gonna lie about your whole mama, and your mama's up in here bowling.
Nah, one time my ex told me that his car was, because he had a couple different cars, and he told me that the car was in the shop. Right. So I'm like, yo, the car been in the shop mad long. Like, when do you bring it? Because I used to drive some of his cars, and that was like my favorite one to drive. All I know is I came downstairs from our crib one day, we lived together, and I see the car sitting in the parking lot. So I'm like, oh, they dropped the car off. It's on. I look, his baby mama in it. He still was dealing with her. I have no idea. He was lying to me. She was driving a car just like I was driving a car. Like, it was crazy. I mean, I could go on for days with it. This is the same person, FYI. Like, numerous lies with him. But I remember one time I did meet this other guy, And he lied to me and told me first of all, he lied about his name. I think I told you this, and then it popped up on the iPhone.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But this same guy lied to me about having social media. And it's crazy because I let it go because his excuse or why
you believe that he didn't have social media.
No, I didn't. That's why I found his page, okay? I found his page and I started following him. I'm like, let's...
Well, one of the bigger lies, it still doesn't top any of those. I think I told y'all this one before.
What, did you lie?
No, the guy lied and said he was going on a work trip. So I was like, okay, cool. So he went on a work trip and then I called him and then his girlfriend answered the phone.
Oh, yep. Okay, that was his boss. You didn't.
No, she was the boss, all right. That was his girlfriend of 3 years.
Yes, no.
And I had known him for 9 years.
That's awful.
I've known this man for 9 years. We never dated. Then we finally decided to date. 6 months into us dating, he had a girlfriend of 3 years.
And what a lie. But Eva, what's the biggest lie you ever told?
The biggest lie I ever told was, it's not you, it's me.
Yeah, you a damn lie. You a damn lie. No, one time I was so mad, same person again. He's tormenting my whole life and gave me all my trauma. One time I lied to him and said that I slept with somebody in the house that I knew he didn't like. I don't know why I was
just so that.
And FYI, the person was one of my homeboys. Like, I grew up with him. And I know they always had, like, they little back and forth or whatever. So he had did me so filthy that I wanted to make him mad. And I was like, you know what? That's why I slept with so-and-so in our bed. And he was like, what?
Crazy. You crazy. L'Oreal, you are.
I know, I made it up.
You certify. Okay, last one. Biggest lie. I was trying to get out of a relationship, extremely toxic relationship. Couldn't figure out how to get out of it. Go to church every Sunday. This Sunday, I said, I don't feel too well. So he went to church. And when he went to church, I packed up the whole house and I left.
Okay. That was a good packing job. You need to start a moving company.
No, my two cousins, my auntie and my homegirl, they came in, busted down that house so quick. I mean, I cleaned out the pool house. I got
best thing. You got to get it when they not around.
I don't even
even
take the floaties. I don't even know why I took the pool floaties because I'm moving to a townhouse with no pool.
It's okay. As long as he wasn't floating around on them.
Nope. He didn't have cable.
Okay. Well, look at you now.
Call me hot as fish grease. So that was my best lie, but my best lie was my best move.
I know that's right.
That's all I'm going.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Say now, we're gonna go ahead and segue into that from the quality men out there. So a lot of women, we are out here looking for quality men. It is that time of year. If you have not been so lucky enough to find your forever love, don't worry, ladies. He's there. He's out there in this world. If you're
waiting
on a hunt,
to make you miserable. No,
he's not. He's going to make you great. So if you're on a hunt for that great man that's going to make you great and you can't find it around the house, a guy panel recently gave his thoughts on where women can find quality men. I'm going to tell you what I think you can find them. But first, I want you to hear what he has to say.
If you desire a certain man, I would go there. Like, I think you could find a nice man at a business conference, right? I don't know if you're going to find your guy at Magic City.
You might.
So now, if you want magic, a guy, if you want that, meaning like somebody may be turning up like promoter and nothing wrong, like however they get it, go where that person is. But I see a lot of nice gentlemen, a lot of nice women at these business conferences, literally looking for people. Now, the other thing is, I've never experienced this, but my partner, Doug, found his wife on Match. You said Tinder. It seemed like them apps must work. You need to be going where these individuals are. If it's church, go to church. If it's a conference, they will run into you. Like, there somehow it's just going to happen if you stay in that arena long enough.
Always, you agree, right?
When it comes to this guy, I agree with what he's saying because The idea that you are going to go fishing and find cheetahs are crazy. You find fish in the water. So if you are going to go to a place where it's all about turn up and hot boys, that's who you're going to find.
Exactly.
I think the best place to find a guy, if you are a woman in your, say, your 30s, you're ready to settle down, you kind of got yourself together and you want something committed, not just a fling. This is where you go, sis. Even if you always Instacart, go to the store. Go to your local grocery store. Go down the aisles because that's where the single men are.
No. That's where the men are that the wife sent to the store to go get whatever she forgot to get from the grocery
store. No, you're just looking to see if they got a ring on or not. But the single men who worked a lot, who are going to go home, who don't want to go out to dinner tonight, who are going to go home and just throw something together. The game is going to come on in a minute. One of my really, really, really good friends, beautiful girl, she just met her new boo down the aisle of the grocery store.
No way. I've never seen a cute guy. Oh, wait. I'm not going to lie. There's a certain grocery store that I'll be like, I'd rather go to this one because I do actually.
Talk about it. Because there is a certain area in Atlanta where all of the professionals, a lot of the professionals live that are our color. The doctors, your lawyers, your chiropractors, your acupuncturists, all those people, right? And so this is the grocery store that they frequent. Some of them are married and some of them are not. So it's just putting yourself in the area because that's how I met my husband at a political event. I was in a space with men that were eligible and on that level. The other place, I think, and ladies, I get it. You might not need nothing from here, but go to Home Depot. Go to your local.
Some of them is thirsty, though.
Local home improvement store. And the guy that's coming in there just to get a key made real quick or coming and get not the one with all the lumber in the back. Don't get him. but the rest of them that's coming just fix a little something on the little sink faucet that is a great place to meet a good guy.
Why doesn't the gym come up in this conversation? And the only reason maybe it's the gym, and I talked about my gym before, but like my ladies, if you live in Atlanta, go to the Loft because there are some eligible bachelors there. Those are
and
my
everybody
guys.
Everybody sleeping with everybody. It's the gym. It's like
they don't be sleeping with everybody though. Like I know them, like personally. I know some of them. And don't get me wrong, some of them do be, you know what I mean? And I'm talking about any gym. You know what I mean? You may find
the gym is
guy.
Hard though, Lo. The gym is hard because the gym, I was just talking to my friend at dinner about this the other night. The gym is where a lot of people come for their personal self-help. Like this is my self-love, right?
Okay.
Now you have your gym rats that come in here that's already like cut up and all beefied up and all of that. Or you got the women with the flat stomachs and the ain't got no cellulite and everything is perfect. I'm discouraged.
See, but my issue
I'm discouraged
like,
now.
Why?
Where? Because everybody fine. And I'm trying to get fine. And y'all is already fine. So y'all don't need to be in here.
You fine too. But my thing is like how my gym is like they're mad, like motivational, encouraging. Like they're going to see you and they're going to be like, all right, sis, I see you. You know what I mean? Like the girls will do that. The guys will do that. But I mean, gym rats, I get what you're saying. The guys that are sitting there prowling.
Muscular and stuff. And like
prowling. Some of them are weird. But when I'm talking about somebody that cares about their health just like you do, in shape, wants to work out or trying to get and better themselves, why wouldn't you not want somebody like that? Or for me, I always say, go to places that you like to go to. So like me, if I like me personally, you know how we eat, like we might go to the bar at Nobu or Ruth Chris, and I'm going to run into a guy that likes Nobu like I do. And then maybe that's already something in common.
I'm not doing the gym though, because if you think, because maybe you like to work out. And maybe when I met you, I was on like a Glorilla. I'm going to do a 60-day workout thing. Maybe I don't want to work out no more. And now you think I'm lazy and you think I'm motivated because you get up every morning drinking your wheat protein, going to go work out. I don't want
to. Or maybe it'll be motivation for you to go because you've seen that he stuck with it and now you have an accountability partner that you're
because men get smaller faster. Men can lose weight so fast.
They
women,
can.
We be sitting here, that little fupa just be fooping.
That's
we be looking at it, it be looking at us.
That's true, but like a little motivation ain't ever hurt nobody.
A little you're right though.
With your partner.
I think the idea of looking in the surrounding spaces that you already frequent is a great idea. And staying away as much of a temptation as it might be at the friend's party. you know that the kind of people that are here are turn up people. So he might be attractive. He might have on a nice outfit. He might smell good with a little Baccarat cologne. Yay. But you got to remember the setting and where you met him, because he's going to be in another setting like this and another night with another woman that's going to have the same feel.
Have you ever met somebody in the club? Because like there was this guy that was trying to talk to me. And I had to make it clear to him, like, yo, we can go out, but, like, I'm not meeting you at Magic City. Like, this is a place that you're always at. Like, I'm not meeting you there. Like, you're going to have to figure something out. And he just laughed, like, ha, 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 no, we're going to figure something else out. He was like, but we can go to Magic City, though. And I was like, no.
I mean, I'll take my friends to Magic City. Me and my homegirls went on before I got married. I had
it was during the day. I did not want to go to lunch at Magic City.
But that's Atlanta lifestyle, though. Atlanta gets down like that. That's what the A do.
I'm cool.
You say no on the strip club?
I don't know. I haven't met anybody in the club in ages. Like I don't go to the club myself.
Well, the last person I met in the club, shout out to the one and only Shaka Zulu. I was 17 years old, should not have been in the club. I was in college going to Clark Atlanta University, and I was at the bar at Visions with my homegirl, and I was ordering me a Malibu and pineapple to drink.
That's how you know you was young, child.
You know I was a child, right? So Shaka, you know, Luda's manager, good friend. Shaka comes up and goes, what's up, little mama? And I'm straight from L.A. And I look like, hello. And he was like, yo, you too fly to be sitting at this bar. I got a section over there. Go over there. That's your table. I said, excuse me. He said, that's your table over there. And then he gave me the little bottle girl. It's like, whatever she want, get her bottles. That's her section. I'm going to let nobody come over there. Shaka never tried to holler. He never pushed up on me. He never sent no homeboys over there. All he did was see a young, vulnerable girl out here trying to have fun. And so instead of a dude trying to push up on me at the club, he kept me away from all the vultures. Every vulture that was out there put me in the back. And so from then on, when I wanted to go out and party, I would hit up Shaka, and Shaka would let me know like where you can go, where you should not go, what makes sense. And so I have met someone amazing, an Atlanta legend in the club, and he never pushed up.
But he stayed in the clubs, and now we look, the clubs is actually was not beneficial for him. But you might want to get up out that scene. You know what I mean? Because things, and that's why I don't go out. And that's why I don't go to the club, because sometimes you get put in dangerous situations. And that's why I'm not trying to meet nobody in the club, because I feel like I got to continuously go to
the
club.
It's a lifestyle. With this person,
and now I'm scared. Like,
yep,
so,
it's a lifestyle.
So, yeah. So let's leave it at that. And we want to say shout out to Shaka, and hopefully he gets through.
Shout out to Shaka Zulu. Shout out to everything going on. We are in your corner. Even Marcel Sterling is in your corner.
It's
Mike
like
Sterling
Eva.
Is in your corner.
You just bring up the worst deal story.
No, I know. I know. It was so random. It's the Undressing Around podcast.
I know. I'm like, Eva, can you just have used anybody else's name right there?
But it's the Undressing Room podcast. This is okay. Where it is unfiltered. It is unscripted.
True.
It is as real as it is going to be.
True.
You might agree. You might disagree. It's no right. It's no wrong. It's just what it is. And at the end of the day, we got to pick up all these masons, close up off the floor. We keep it greasy over here.
Yeah. Let's
We're not trying to be petty, on. But we're going to keep it real.
Let's put the hoodies on, the houseware, whatever we got to put on.
Whatever it is. Now, I need to understand what's going on with Kodak Black.
Okay.
Because last time I heard his name, wasn't he trying to shoot his shot to Lauren London?
Was that how long ago you've heard of him? Because that was like when Nipsey passed. Yeah,
right?
He had a whole lot of things that happened to him in between then. But now he's trending for a whole different reason. Now, apparently he flew this girl out to visit him, which this is no stranger. He's definitely done something similar like this before. But I believe the problem was that he wasn't going to fly the girl back or something. But this time the woman is going off on him. Because
he got her a one-way ticket?
I believe that's what happened. I can't remember because it was literally like 6 years ago. And like when he first came up. And I think he didn't want to fly her back. I can't remember exactly what it was, but they were arguing on social media. And now it seems like this woman is calling him out. This is a whole nother girl now.
Okay.
She's calling him out. Check it out.
You didn't offer me to go get nothing to eat, nothing. I've been traveling for 7 hours. First of all, no real is not gonna not get no nothing to eat.
I told you, it's barbecue.
I'm not gonna give up no for no flight.
It's barbecue in there.
No, I'm not eating no leftover barbecue from yesterday after you probably had a bitch over here already. No, that's not how you properly do this.
Yeah, but I got you on a properly flight.
I don't give
with a properly driver.
All wanna book me a flight. Okay.
So like, what? I'm gonna drop that neck. I don't wanna mention that though.
Okay, why don't you fly them out then?
That's exactly what I'm finna do. I should have told you that on the phone before you came. Yeah, I should have told your broke ass.
I mean, okay. Now look, Eva.
Please.
Come on.
Please,
now,
no.
Do you think she was wrong to have expectations of him doing anything for her, let alone food or whatever? He's flying her out. He got her a car. It's Kodak Black. What do you think he's flying you for?
I definitely expect a meal, and I don't want your leftover barbecue. I'm with sis.
I'm not saying I'm not with her, but I've never, okay. Me, first of all, I'm not letting nobody fly me anywhere. Like, I like to take care of my own stuff because when I'm ready to go, it's time for me to go. So if you're going to meet me somewhere, that's one thing. If you're going to pull up to my city, that's another. I don't fly out for anybody, but if
but
I'm
that's
going
you,
somewhere.
But in this situation, though.
But you
like
put yourself in this situation.
But did she know?
Yeah, because you don't know him. You never been to his crib before. You just decided to get on this flight because you met him on Instagram and you thought he was going to have this and that for you. You should be able to take. That's why you heard what he called her. You heard what he called her? He called her broke. You know why he called her broke? Because he like, well, order yourself some Uber Eats if you ain't like the food that I got in the house. This is Kodak Black. Like, this is not. Now, if we was talking about somebody with a little bit of charm or grace, like give me somebody like a Drake, like Kodak Black.
Well, see, this is my thing, though. This is my thing. Obviously, they have been conversing enough and in some kind of agreement enough and feeling each other enough for her to get on a plane and go see this man. Now,
he's a rapper and she's an Instagram girl.
That's fine. All of those things are fine. Like, I'm not judging any of those. You can be a rapper and you can be an Instagram lady. You can be an OnlyFans top earner, whoever. This decorum, it's just like when you go to the bathroom, you expect there to be some toilet paper in there.
And some people ain't got toilet paper in their crib.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean that it's not supposed to have been there. You know what I'm saying? So even though this woman should have her own bag, her own, all of that, for all you know, she's a 22, 23-year-old college student that's on scholarships, that came out here for the weekend and kick it with him. She work at Macy's, and she going to go back to work when she get back on Monday. She just coming to hang out with him for the weekend. At least the man could have did is make sure sis has a meal. That's not a leftover meal. Like, I'm with her. I'm with her.
Kodak Black prides himself on being a project baby, right? One thing about him is he don't like, maybe because I know him, like the way he live ain't how what you would think. Like, to him, McDonald's is a good meal. Like, to him, McDonald's is a gourmet meal.
But he didn't even offer her McDonald's. She wanted yesterday.
That's
BBQ.
Gourmet. That's gourmet. To him, he got the leftovers.
Did you hear sis' explanation? Because she said it real right. I'm not eating no leftover barbecue that you most likely had the next female over here either eat or cooking.
And I'm not wrong. I'm not mad at her, but he has some food for her, and that's how Kodak is. So I'm not gonna lie. If it was any other guy, again, if we were talking about Drake,
well,
I'd
we
be
can't
like,
double standard
yeah,
him. We can't say he's allowed to be a scumbag.
I didn't say he's allowed. I just said that she should be smart enough to know who she's dealing with. So therefore, I'm not blaming him because this is Kodak Black we're talking about. That's like,
well,
thinking-
call me dumb dumb because I expect if I'm gonna get on an airplane there. It's gonna be a chair. I'm expecting if there's gonna be something to drink, it's gonna be a cup.
That's like you think just because Donald Trump got money, he gonna pay his taxes. Like, you know, he's not paying his taxes. You get what I'm trying to say? Thank you.
I'm
like,
just Kodak, saying.
And he has a history of this. So you have a history of doing things with other women. Not only that, Kodak can be very disrespectful when he chooses to be to women. So at no point should you have thought that this was gonna be.
But she didn't sound like
breezy.
She was a punk though.
She wasn't, and she should have. She should have took her happy. What you call it, go lucky ass, right to either order herself some Uber Eats because she knew who she was dealing
to the airport.
With, or to the airport. She knew who she was dealing with.
I would have
furthermore
to the airport.
I would have ordered some food and made him pay for it. Then, like, this ain't what I'm eating. Like, you, if you that tough and you can take on Kodak Black because you know the kind of guy he is, then you need to show out. I ordered us Mastros and it's coming to your tab. Like something, somebody got to pay for this because it's coming to your address.
He don't want none. He got barbecue.
Yeah, he got to eat that barbecue. Believe that. He got to eat that barbecue till it's gone. Okay?
If you didn't know, you're listening to the Undressing Room podcast presented by Macy's. Check out our personal Macy's shopping page at Macy's.com/TheUndressingRoom.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Now, this topic right here, I gotta say, it's a little close to my heart. I'm already turned my heater off and my fan on because this is how one mother handled her child being bullied. So we all know that bullying happens at pretty much every school. And now they are taking it a lot more seriously with child suicides and with shootings at schools and just a lot of the melee that has been happening in the last 10, 15 years at the schools. Bullying is something that is a lot more of a priority, not a childhood expectation that we all kids, we all get bullied. It gets a little too much these days. So this one mom took matters into her own hands when her young daughter was being bullied at school. Listen to what Mom Deuce had to say.
So my daughter was getting bullied at school for a couple of months, y'all, and she did not tell me because she said I react different than her dad does. So she told her dad and her dad told me. So y'all, in the midst of this, I kid y'all not, I planned a meeting with the parent and the children. I told them that my child was not going to be able to make it because she was so affected by this whole situation. And the mama was so ghetto and ratchet, y'all. And she was like, we really in here arguing about a bald-headed little. And before she could get little whatever she was finna say, I popped her, y'all. And I turned to the child and I said, I will beat your mama every day just to show you that she can't even defend you from me. You put your hands on my child one more time, who you gonna call? You better call your daddy. And I said, her daddy can fight real good. That child was so scared, y'all. I kid you not. My child ain't had no more problems at that school. Y'all gotta start beating the parents up in front of their children so that the children know to leave people alone because their mama can't help them.
I agree. No argument there. Let's go.
Agree.
No, you know, because sometimes people get a little beside themselves, and maybe the mother allowed her to think that she can act like this at school. So you had to show her, like, I'll beat your mother up, you, your grandma, and whoever else got an issue. I remember one time I went to school, and this girl was going around telling everybody, because me and her had an issue, and she was telling everybody, my mother said, if she put her hands on me, she gonna come up here and put her hands on her. So I said, oh, yeah, her mother gonna put her hands on me? Okay. I went searching for her in the damn hallway, okay? I'm looking. I'm like, where's she at? Where her girl at? They're like, she's right over there. So I walked up to her. I said, your mother said if I put my hands on you, she gonna put her hands on me? She was like, well, I mushed her head right into the damn wall. Tell your mother I said that. And I walked off. Let me tell you something. She ain't never say nothing else about me. Her mother had nothing else to say. Because if you would have stayed quiet, I would have never put my hands on you. But now I want to see your mother put your hands on somebody.
Boom.
Because my mother got hands too. We all got hands. We good.
We all of
get that clap.
Well, see, not everybody. Because I was getting bullied at school when I was in high school. I was in the 9th grade. There's a girl who I guess graduated when I came into school. And there was a guy there that she liked a lot. Like, she really liked this guy. I don't like this guy for nothing. My brothers went to school with me. I wasn't even allowed to have boyfriends. So she didn't even have nothing to worry about.
Right.
Though she was stupid. So she decided she wanted to be worried. He happened to live on the same block as me, and we both ran track. So sometimes we would walk home together. My brother was still at football practice. Well, word on the curb, her name was Siobhan. I would never forget. Siobhan was supposed to be coming
Siobhan
up here.
Siobhan sound like somebody that got a
baby,
problem.
Baby, Siobhan was supposed to be coming up here to dust Eva sometime in between 4th period and after school.
Oh,
I stood post waiting.
What's up, Siobhan?
What's up, Siobhan? Her two homegirls came over there. So I thought I was just going to fight Siobhan. No, they said, no, we're going to jump you.
Why you need three people and you're not even in school no more? You in the ninth grade.
Let me explain something to you. I've been boxing since I was 5 years old. Don't let Petite fool you. God made me small, but he made me strong. When I tell you, I woke Siobhan out. I cracked Siobhan so hard. Her homegirl, I broke her nose. So the next morning, I hear Eva Pickford to the principal's office.
Right.
So I go to the principal's office and my mom, she thick. So when she walk, her stockings go shh, shh, shh. So I'm in the office and I heard that shh, shh. I said, oh, my mama here. I can hear them thighs clacking.
It's going down.
Baby mama came in that office and see, my mom was vice president of DaVita. You don't call my mama from work.
Yeah.
Everybody's getting mad. They right. Butt-worked. So I'm sitting in the office. The girl sitting there with her all taped up. The one other girl who go to school with us is sitting in there. She all whopped and cut. But the girl Siobhan, who don't go to our school no more, obviously she's not in the principal's office.
Yeah.
So we get to talking. The principal's basically, Miss Lamont was like, Eva got into a fight and this girl has medical bills. She was in the hospital all night. Her nose is broken. Her mom was there. Her mom was all mad. My mom stood up and said, who started the fight? Who was all involved in the fight? It was my daughter. And then who else was on what side? It was three girls on the other side. You lucky she's the only one with her nose broke. Don't you ever call my phone.
I know that's damn right.
And she quacked up out of there in her St. John's suit and got back in her Cadillac and drove back to work. And I went back to class.
Why would they call her? I don't understand. Like, if anything, they tried to, they all should be in jail. Like,
they were trying to make my mom pay medical bills. They were trying to make my mom pay medical. I'm from the hood, so anybody had no, like, you know, we didn't have money like that. They're trying to make my mom pay medical bills because her little nose was whopped.
That, so, I never understood the jumping thing. Like, I never participate in that kind
bullies,
of thing.
Bullies, watch out. My arm got scars on it and slices for a reason. I came from where we went around and we got razor blades where we go. We don't play them reindeer games. Don't bully.
Bad,
and I will beat your mama up. I'm that mama.
Bully. I was a bully, but I'm gonna tell you why I was a bully because
you was
like,
a bully, though.
But I got bullied, so I turned into a bully. So my thing is always like, even to this day, I call myself the bully because I bully bullies. Like,
okay. Me too.
You
me
get
too,
what I'm
too.
Saying?
Yes.
So it's like I started, but then you start feeling bad for the people that was bullying because like now they really, you know, now they messed up. But it's like, nah, you should have never been doing this in the first place.
I don't like people that bully. I got into it at the spa 2 days ago over this lady going off on this other woman. And she was literally just bullying her, this little petite white woman going off on this young black girl trying to get dressed, telling her she's taking up too much space. And the black girl was, she was just, she didn't want a no confrontation show. I could see the tears welling up in her eye. Girl, I didn't even have no shirt on. It was the Undressing Room podcast. I had on my pants and my slides. I had my waist beads and no shirt. And now when I tell you I walked up to that white woman and let her know she will not speak to her or anyone in that fashion.
She told me,
you're being rude. I said, I'm rude. I'm speaking the same tone and the same energy you spoke to her, but that wasn't rude. Don't you ever speak to nobody like that again, especially anybody that looks like me or her. You talk to your people like that. Karen, she went and got the manager. And then the manager came.
So what happened then?
I've been a member there for 6 years. And
so
I
they kicked her out. It'd be mad funny they kicked her out. They're like, Miss, don't
ever
come back here.
And they gave me my massage for free. Bullies suck.
No, that's
and
right.
Those that have the courage enough to fight through fear and stand up to a bully, bruh, sis, do it. Because everyone doesn't have that courage. Everyone does not have it in them to say what they feel even for themselves. Let alone themselves. Do not allow bullies to prevail. That's why we got the presidency we just had.
I love when somebody think they a bully. That's like my favorite person. Like I will get they ass every chance I get. Like, and you know I make jokes. Like, and I'll really make your life a living hell.
And I don't fight fair. I don't fight fair. Where's the bottle? I'm Chicago.
I'm like, please be a bully so I could bully your ass too. Let's do it.
On a lighter note, though.
No, you gotta do the evil laugh. Okay.
But no, do you think that the mom handled it correctly? I mean,
absolutely. I mean, she probably got charges pressed on her, but other than that, like, you got popped in the mouth real quick. Like, watch your mouth and watch your daughter's mouth. And because I can't hit your daughter, I'm gonna hit you because you ain't hit her.
Not only that, but we gotta remember, and then we can move on after this. I need to know what's in your DMs. People forget that black people in America live a different life than white people in America.
Right.
It is just our truth. Black boys and girls, when they get up in the morning and get dressed and go out into this thing called the world, the protection of their ancestors is all they have, because mm-hmm. this world was not designed for them. This nope. America does not care about them. Nope. So it is a mother's place, job, and duty, responsibility to make sure they protect their kids and let them kids know, if don't nobody care about you, I do. Yeah. I'm not going to sit around and let nobody put their hands on you. I'm just saying, like, I commend that mother for that level of bravery. That thing could have put her in jail, but I will go to jail over my kids.
Yeah, but I will say, be careful, because people are insane nowadays. I did see that story where the guy confronted a man and his son, and they ended up killing him. I will say, you know, be careful, because people are a little off balance when it comes to mental health nowadays, especially all the things that we've all been through with being in the house and going through the pandemic. So you definitely want to be careful. But in this case, she needed that pop in the face, and then it happened, and it is what it is. And everybody's safe now because the baby's not getting bullied. And,
yes.
You know, and she put them right in their place. Now,
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Speaking of place, who has placed themselves in your DMs? Because I want to know who wants some of that turkey.
Now, let me tell you something. Some of these were so bad, I couldn't even. I got to block this guy. And he, like, came up before. I can't even blank out the word. I want to read it. Can I read this?
No, yeah, just find some new words, some different adjectives.
F. Daddy's girl, when you touch your chin, I almost.
Okay, now let's go to the next one. This guy belongs on a different station.
I tried to tell you, it's just. Okay, it got worse. Okay, let me just skip this one.
Okay, so you got a naughty Thanksgiving.
Oh my God, this guy was pretty bad. Okay, here goes another one. I'll fly you straight to London. How are you doing? Are you open to the new proposal? The proposal is from me. So he wants to fly me and propose to me when I get there? Or
ask,
like,
him, is he going to have some food, or are you going to have to eat leftover barbecue?
They don't eat barbecue in London. Do they? Do they eat barbecue in London?
They eat barbecue everywhere, crazy.
Oh, I've never seen a barbecue restaurant. And
they barbecue in London. You're crazy. Yes, they eat barbecue. Ask Estelle.
Oh, crying. Take me to a place I want to go.
That's my girl. I love Estelle. That's my baby girl.
Zuri wah wah wah. That's what they eat in London. Zuri wah
no,
wah.
No, they
wah.
Do. Ask Cynthia Revo. She's from London. Okay. The London got a hood just like South Central. Just
but like
the
I don't even eat meat, so barbecue wouldn't work for me.
We can barbecue a lobster.
Okay. Oh, can we? Oh, then maybe you can't eat you can't eat a repurposed lobster barbecue.
Well, if you call that black flute out, apparently you can. Okay, who else is in your DM? What are they talking about?
Does your eyes have magic? Looking at your smile can cure all troubles. Nobody's perfect except you. I've always heard your voice on the radio, but never knew you were the most beautiful person I've ever seen. And I'll say that once. What does he mean by I'll say that once? I want to hear that every day if you're trying to.
No, because no. Because he obviously listens to the Undressing Room podcast, and he has heard about all of your habitual stalkers that come on and say the same thing over and over and over. So he's letting you know that he thinks that you're absolutely beautiful. He loved you before he even knew how you looked. Your energy was giving him everything he needs. He loves your voice. And then he saw how beautiful you are. Oh, my goodness. He's smitten. Okay, I just did too much. I'm going to stop right there.
What if I send him the message that the guy sent to me? F daddy's girl, you touch your chin and I almost.
No, do not repurpose them.
I love it.
But you can hit him back and say, thank you for the compliment. Please keep tuning in to the Undressing Room podcast.
What about the London flight?
Oh yeah, he did. Don't do it. Don't hit him back. I'm sorry.
Give me wow.
You did wild, wild.
Now you got me wanting to ask Estelle about barbecue in London.
The gag is I'm about to hit her up when we get off and ask.
Can you please, because I want her to send me a picture. I don't believe that it's the same barbecue, because they might mess around and say barbecue and the barbecue be like chips.
They eat barbecue. I'm telling you, they eat barbecue.
I thought that was just like a American boy thing.
No, I think they eat barbecue over there. Okay, so while I'm waiting for that, do we have any more DMs?
No, we only have those for today, because you know we got to save some for next week. Okay,
for the official cuffing season.
Yeah, I don't want to get in trouble for reading too many DMs, because also now the DMs should be coming to a slow halt. No, I'm just
slow leak.
They don't care.
Oh, hold up. I'm hearing the subliminals.
No, so I mean, listen, I tried
they still gonna DM you, sis.
I know. I'll post a half of a eyebrow and like everybody and their mother. Oh, you have a boyfriend, you have a boyfriend, you have a boyfriend, you have a boyfriend. I don't care what y'all have. Why y'all in my business?
Because they want to know what they can get. Like, you gotta know these things. Like, when I walk into a room for someone to know, like, oh, Eva's, she look good. She married. Oh, she married. Okay, cool. It just changes everything. Yeah. I mean, she look good, cool, but she married. So if you got a man, then that changes the way I can talk to you, the way I can push up on you. Like, I'm in the middle of watching this dating show, and there are all these men in this one house. And two of the guys are straight and five of the other guys are not straight. And the straight guys are trying to find out from the other guys, like, what is it? And it's not because it's a big consequence. I just want to know how I can play with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm laughing and joking with you and I'm a physical person and I like to hit you on the shoulder and laugh. Like, if you got a wife, I might not hit you on the shoulder.
This ain't giving that. This is giving people that might have tried and then, like, maybe... it stopped at a certain point. Yeah, it stopped at a certain point for whatever reason. Maybe it just didn't work out, but we still cool or something like that. You know what I mean? And now they try to spin a block. Like, oh, well.
Because you showed the eyebrow.
I'm like, damn, how y'all knew that was his eyebrow, though? That could have been anybody's eyebrow.
No, because it comes off of L'Oreal's page, and L'Oreal is going to diddy crop the whole face. And just.
I post mad guys. That's the crazy. I got mad homeboys.
And guess what? They're mad who?
I tagged them.
Homeboys.
But how you don't know that that's my homeboy?
Because I could tell. I've seen you in the streets. I know you. That's your friend. It's as much as a homeboy as a homegirl. As platonic as it come. You know, I know. Because I know you. I love to see love. It is the season for love. It is the season. Look at you fixing your hair. I ain't even messed up.
Oh, my God.
Come on, I agree.
I'm quitting.
No, you're not. You got a contract. You with me. You stuck with me. I'm calling Mr. Eyebrow after this and talk about how much you blushed at work.
No.
Now, I do have a final question I would like to undress.
Okay. Anything but this.
It actually has a little bit of this in it. So this is a great segue.
Wonderful.
So the final question to undress comes from LaToya Hill, comes off of Twitter this week. And it says, when it comes to dating, why don't men like being in competition with other men? Mm. As soon as a man finds out that a woman has options, he wants to bow out. But women, we are consistently competing with each other. Every single day. What's up with the double standard? And L'Oreal, have you noticed this?
I do notice this with guys. And then I also, it made me notice that I'm a guy too. Because, yes, yeah, I must be a guy. Because if you're coming to me and being like, listen, it's two of y'all. It's not only you, but I also have this other girl that I'm dating right now. I'm going to be like, oh, congratulations. Y'all have fun. Because you're not finna have me competing like this is a, what do you call it?
Flavor of love.
You get what I'm saying? What I look like for the love of Ray J? I'm not doing none of that. This ain't The Bachelor. You got me all the way messed up. Now, I love you, Bobby. Yeah, I love you, Bobby Purr. Like, no, it's none of that. I couldn't imagine like going up to bat against another woman for a guy. Like, you just win, girl. Like, you,
but you don't realize we do every day.
How?
Women are out here competing for these men every day, from the different hair changes to the outfits to the body morphosis to the makeups to the fashions that they're buying.
That's crazy. I do all that for myself.
Me too. Me and you are a lot alike. believe me, yeah. I do it for me.
I thought that was for me.
A lot of women, this is the only reason why all of the women the trends remain the same. So if it's all about big boobs, everybody gets big boobs because they're competing with the other women with the big boobs. If it's all about being slim, Kim Kardashian decided she doesn't want to have all her stuff in her no more. Now she wants to be skinny like me. Now that's the trend. So everybody's going to go do everything to be skinny. And then they're going to go, big booties are going to be a trend again. But why do you think they're doing it? They're doing it to compete against the other women that are taking the men that they want to date.
I mean, I could get what you're saying, but like with me personally, like I never really followed that. So I can't back that. Only because like anytime like I wanted to change my hair, it's like, yeah, I'm tired of my hair looking like this. Or if I wanted
that's
to get
you,
skinny,
I'm talking about like yeah. the average woman.
I couldn't
you
imagine and I that are, they're like that. Why do they care so much about another woman?
Girl, I'm sitting over here with dreadlocks and Marley tattoo on my neck. You know I'm different.
I didn't even brush my hair this morning.
Exactly. But I'm talking about all the young girls, the impressionable girls, the girls that are in college, the ones that just finished their homecoming at HBCUs. You thought you was getting dressed for him going out on that yard? You got dressed to compete with the other girls that are also trying to get him.
Okay, I get what you're saying.
The girls do that. Now the guys... Real talk.
They be competing guys, too.
They do
but
too.
That's why with the cars and this and that. And yeah, they do that.
The kiosk chains. Y'all over there with the fake kiosk chains with your name written across it and all
that. Give
that
you
stuff.
Hickeys.
They get
I love the show. I love the show. Whenever it's not about me.
Yes. I'm just saying. So I think that. It's the same across the board. I think men are out here competing against other men. Just like last week's episode, we talked about the suburban black men that think that black women don't want them because they're not thuggish enough. So they're obviously competing against the other men. Same way women are competing against other women. That's why when I get dressed up, I be trying to let them know when I'm going to lunch with L'Oreal, I get dressed for L'Oreal. I don't be getting dressed for them men.
I be getting dressed to be cute for my friend. I be liking it too. I be like, okay, I see you put that on.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying? I see you put that on. But I will say I've been in situations where a guy has realized that I'm dating somebody and then he tries to go super hard to try to get me, right? But I've been in a situation where I was dating somebody and ended up having to tell him in some way, form, or fashion that I was still dealing with someone else. Like, because we were dating,
you
right?
You were cheating on somebody and you told them the truth.
No, I wasn't cheating because we were dating. So we weren't exclusive, but I'm seeing somebody else. And I guess in his mind, I was exclusive with him. And he kind of just, like, was over it. And like really started, I mean, he hung out with me more a couple times, like, but it was like, it turned him off. So I feel like the initial conversation or the initial competition of it being like, who's going to get her? That's one thing. But if he feels like, or the guy feels like there's somebody already there, it's kind of like they fade to black.
Because men don't like rejection. They want the sure yes before. Yeah, you ever notice a man and you like, how did this happen?
Yeah.
Because he was way too scared to shoot a shot at the girl he really wanted. And so the girl that had enough courage to come and shoot her shot at him was the one he settled for. Mm-hmm. Women are different. We don't mind the no's. We stand on top of our mountains of no's to touch our yeses. Men, on the other hand, they want that surefire guarantee yes. That's why they're scared to propose. Men give you a soft proposal 5 times before they get on that knee because God forbid you actually say no.
That's true. And if you do say no, I mean, I would be devastated. I don't know about them, but like, and think about it in the case of like, I don't know, in your life, have you ever had like a sneaky link and a boyfriend?
What's that mean?
So basically meaning like you had somebody that you was dealing with, say they were somebody that you've been dealing with on and off, somebody that like was in your life for maybe quite some time. And then you found somebody that you actually was trying to take it to another level with, but you still had that other person and you didn't let them know about the new one.
I let them know.
You would have let them know already.
I already did. I was dating some guy, the guy that I found out I was a side piece for. When I met my husband, Mike, me and Mike, I started dating. I had already told the other guy, like, I'm cool on you. And he's swearing to God that that's not his girlfriend and sending stuff to my house and all these acts of like trying to win my love and affection. And I had been kicking in with Mike for a couple of weeks. After the third week, I was like, this is where I want to be. So
yeah,
I told,
but that's different because a sneaky link is somebody that stays around.
Oh, so no. It's like
So you've never cheated?
No. What's the point
not
of cheating?
Not on Mike, obviously. I mean, like, in your life.
In a relationship? No. That's a waste of a sin.
I definitely cheated before.
I've always felt like cheating is a waste of a sin. So if I'm going to have sex out of wedlock, that's already a sin. How you going to compound that sin by lying to somebody? Now, you doing two sins when you only need to do one.
Well, the other sin ain't, I'm sinning with him too, so.
But now you double sinning. So you got more to repent for. I'm not finna lie to you. We together, we not together. We kicking it, we not kicking it.
I mean, okay. Now that I'm grown, I feel like that and it's happened to me. But when I was younger, I ain't really think about it.
I was always a boy.
See, when it didn't happen to me, I didn't care. Like, I would have a sneaky link and a guy that I dated, and it just would be what it was.
Well, see, what did happen was one time I was in college and I was dating this guy. He was a college guy. He was a good guy, but he was broke. But then I had this guy I used to date who was a pharmaceutical for the streets back in the day.
It's giving double sinning before you even finish the story.
I'm going to give you the whole story.
All right.
So we was down at the Bayou Classics. I remember it was my sophomore year. It was down there at the Bayou Classics. And we didn't have no money. And my little boyfriend who was in college, who was super duper broke. We was all down there broke. And a scuffle broke out. I had broke one of my nails. So I need to get my nails done. Why am I getting my nails done during homecoming? I don't know. I'm a child. So... my little boyfriend didn't have no money. So I called my friend from back in the day and he sent me some money on Western Union. And so I went and picked up the Western Union, but I had messed up because I had left the Western Union receipt in the car. And then my boyfriend saw it. And then so that was my cheating.
Well, this is why you don't do sneaky things because you're not good at it. Okay.
I'm horrible.
You was terrible at it. What the problem was. I was actually fantastic at it. And that's what my problem was because I was too good at it. Because they're like, she tells the truth too much. Like, she's too blunt for me to think that she would lie about this.
And
FYI, I only did it to whoever had did a little something funny to me first.
So then, you only did it to those that deserved it.
Yeah, it's like my feelings went out the window of like feeling bad. I'm like, man, yeah. He'll be all right. He'll be all right. Just like he said I was going to be all right, right?
Boom.
Okay.
There you go. And that was our final question to undress. Now, those come from our listeners. So if you would like your final question to be undressed, do yourself a favor, slide on right into our DMs, the Undressing Room podcast right there on Instagram. Tell us what your thoughts are. Ask us your questions. And boom, that is your chance to be featured.
As simple as that. You're listening to the Undressing Room podcast presented by Macy's. Log on to theundressingroompod.com for episodes and links to our Macy's personal shopping page because you know you want to get fly like me and
Let's
Eva.
Let's get fly. The weather's changing too, so y'all better go get your warm threads up.
I'm cold as
cold,
hell.
Cold.
Okay. Yeah. Go get you something to bundle up in. And
I'm wearing a
make
bra
sure,
these days.
Make sure you rate, review, subscribe, and tell a friend to tell a friend. Because we got a whole bunch of past episodes that I'm pretty sure y'all didn't hear every single last one of them. So you might want to go back to the beginning and listen to all of them from the top.
Oh, I love them.
You got time.
You do.
You got time off, right?
Yeah.
But
and remember, ain't nobody right. Ain't nobody wrong. It's just how we feel. It's going down. It's the Undressing Room podcast. Signing out. Love y'all.
Bye.
The Undressing Room podcast presented by Macy's is an Urban One Reach Media production hosted by the one, the only Eva Marcille and L'Oreal.
Follow at the Undressing Room podcast on all socials. Executive produced by Kobe Cove Tyner. Assistant produced by Alexis Felder. Edited by Dunkus. Senior Director of Podcast Operations, Sierra Reed. Sales and Corporate Partnerships, Josh Romani, Michelle Marino, Lori Hall, and Khadija Campbell. Digital Marketing, Walter Gaynor, J.R. Davis, and Tim Hall. Thank you for listening to the Undressing Room podcast.
See you at the next episode.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.